You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Assurance. Your title deed. Assurance in your faith. Praise the Lord. God is good, right? Let's all come together in prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, thank you for this gathering. Thank you for this this blessing that I can reach out across the world. And Father God, if only one listens and only one watches, blessed be all those who do not. Father God, we praise you, give you all the glory because everything belongs to you. As we give the message and get into the depth of the fact that we have everything, but everything is borrowed. Because everything came from nothing and we came from dust. And we're going to go back to dust and we're going to go back naked, just the way we came in naked, Father God. We know this. And as you screamed out, you yelled out, "Where, Adam? Where are you? Where are you? Are you still with me, Adam? You sinned, but are you still with me? Do you still love me? I know you sinned. I knew you were going to sin." In the name of Jesus, we all are sinners and we fall short. But we can come to the Lord today and receive salvation and turn your life around. And I pray that only one lost soul turns his or her life around for the better, for eternal life. But Jesus Christ died on the cross, but did not die. We know this, Father, to be a fact. It is true that you cannot lie. It's impossible for you to lie, Father. That we understand this. We hold the facts to be true and accurate. And my assurance and my faith, bringing out the word, spreading the good news across the world to all creatures of all ends of the earth. I praise you, Father God, that I have the ability to do this. In the name of Jesus, encourage, lift one person up today, if not 20 or 100. We know that your son Jesus Christ fed 4,000. Your son Jesus Christ fed 5,000. We can do the same together. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, give you all the glory in the house of the Lord today, gathering in the garden of joy, spreading your word, spreading God's word through the world. In the name of Jesus, praise you, amen.
Stop it in.
And the glory is the Father's, and Father praises you. He gives you the glory. Because when you give him glory, he gives you glory. He gives you blessings. That's glory. That's mercy. That's grace. And it gives you an assurance in your faith. The assurance, not the insurance, assurance. And as we're getting into everything belongs to God, and what happened here, and much scripture that I'm going to read, and then we'll give a short connection to it to bring you into your faith, your boldness in your faith, boldness in your healing, boldness in claiming your identity back to the beginning before Genesis 3. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, give you all the glory, Father. All of it's yours. Redeem your identity. Reclaim it. Take it back away from Satan. You gave it away. You gave it away and you gave it away. I gave it away, but I reclaimed it. I redeemed it. In the blood of Jesus Christ, I have been healed. By his stripes, I've been healed. By God's grace and mercy, I've been received salvation, and you can too. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Folks, real fast, touching base, please give a little love and a love offering to the ministry here. We are in need to try to get this radio station going, the internet radio, for the copyright music to add in. Right now we're working on devotionals. You'll see the QR codes coming up for your ways to donate. You'll see also two QR codes to the radio station, www.ireceivedradio.com. And also www.wordofhopethroughjesuschrist.com. Both those QR codes will be up too. And we're on podcast, giving a message. Not live, but we're working on it. And eventually we'll get there. And that's WOHTJC Ministry, The Journey. And that's also a website you can reach through all three. All three websites, you'll see them coming up. You can touch base and go back and forth in all of them. User-friendly, very user-friendly. You'll find many ways to give your support. We are looking to reach a goal, and hoping we can get the goal to pay for the finances needed for the licensing and the security in that, as well as the music and copyright usage. But having said that, let's get back to the ministry here, and where I will speak in Deuteronomy. We'll start off in Deuteronomy 10:14 through 17. Everything belongs to the Lord, your God. The heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to him. The earth and everything on it belongs to him. The Lord loved your ancestors very much. He loved them so much that he chose you, their descendants, to be the people, his people. You're talking to the Israelites, the Jews and the Samaritans. We're talking to the people here. And you are still his chosen people today. Stop being stubborn. Give your hearts to God. The Lord is your God. He is the God of gods. Large G, capital G, small g. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Capital L, lowercase l. He is the great God. He is the amazing and powerful fighter. To him, everyone is the same. We're no different, each and every one of us. You're worthy. You're not broken. You're just falling short. That's all. We're just falling short. We messed up. We have a way back through Jesus Christ. Repentance, redemption, salvation, resurrection, restoration. In Christ, you can't make it up. It's a fact. It's true. God tells us that in Scripture over and over and over. Through his Son, he tells us. So why would God lie to you? God would not lie. It's impossible for God to lie. To him, everyone is the same. He does not accept money to change his mind. You cannot bribe God. You cannot bribe God. It's impossible. We're talking about money today. Then the Pharisees, this is Matthew 22:15 through 22. Then the Pharisees went and blotted how they might. Plotted. Then the Pharisees went and blotted out how they might entangle him, Jesus, in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with Herodians and saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true, and to teach the way of God in the truth. Nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it unlawful? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Jesus perceived their wickedness. He understood the treachery, the trick that was going on, and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. Show me the coin. Bring me a coin," Jesus said. So they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar." And Jesus said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Cannot be bribed. Luke 9:1-4. Sending out the twelve disciples, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach to the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, "Take nothing on your journey, nothing on your journey, neither staffs, nor bag, nor sack to carry plunder, money, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece. Whatsoever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart." And if no one listens, then Jesus continues, he says, if no one's listening to your word, don't waste my time. Move on. And Matthew explains it thoroughly. Move on. Dust your feet from the house and move on. You planted the seed. It didn't take money to do that. Now the lame man was healed. Peter and John went out together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms, ask for money, ask for helping, scrapings of breadcrumbs, anything for the poor. Ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. He told the man, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging for alms, for bread, for money, for anything, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement what just happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's. Greatly amazed they were, so when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? And why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made him, this man, walk again? It was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his saints, his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Pilate was going to let him go, but they were bribed. They were taken in, but you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murder to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead and which we are witnesses of. And his name, through faith, the assurance, faith. Hebrews 11:1-6. Read that intensely through the Amplified Version, Classic Amplified. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And there wasn't no money. There was no money to it. Doctors couldn't help him. He just gave up. I was like, it's from birth. I can never be fixed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
No doctors. I can't pay enough money. I don't have enough money. I wouldn't have enough money in the world to get my legs fixed, because no doctor can help me. But Jesus Christ did. Jesus come across Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was a short man, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree and see Jesus, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached that very spot, Jesus looked up and said to Zacchaeus, come down immediately from that tree. I must go to your house. I must stay at your house, and we're going to have dinner tonight. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, has gone to be with the guest of a sinner. Jesus did, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Oh, look, Lord, here and now I have given half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." We're talking about money, 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 possessions. What your desire of this world, be in this world, not of this world. You are removed. You are transformed as a child in Christ when you come to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you repent of your sins and ask for a new start. Grace and mercy. It's not a conversion. It's a transformation. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too, he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus came to save the lost. Praise the Lord, right? Everything, Hebrews 2, 10 through 18, everything belongs to God. All things were created by his power. So God did the right thing when he made Jesus perfect by suffering. As Jesus led many of God's children to be saved and to share in his glory. See, Jesus gives you glory. See, he's giving you glory. Don't worry about the money. Give unto Caesar what belongs to him and get back what belongs to God. Put it in a storehouse for others, for the poor, for those who are crying out for alms and the needy, the hungry. Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. Right back to square one. We're all the same. We're all brothers and sisters in grace. We were created by God the Father. We are descendants of Adam and Eve. We are descendants of God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We were made in the likeness of them, in God's image. This is why he isn't ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He even said to God, "I will tell them your name and sing your praises." When they come together to worship, he said also, "I will trust God." Then he said, "Here I am with the children God has given me." We are the people of flesh and blood. This is why Jesus came, became one of us. He died to destroy the devil who had power over death. But he also died to rescue all of us who live each day in fearing of dying. We don't have to taste the second death in Christ. Never receive judgment. Jesus clearly did not come to help angels, but he did come to help Abraham's descendants. Jesus will fix the ill. He doesn't want the well people. He doesn't need the well people. He needs people that are in need. He had to be one of us so he could serve God as our merciful and faithful high priest and sacrifice himself for the forgiveness of our sins. And now that Jesus has suffered and was tempted, he can help anyone who is tempted. He can help you through your battles, your struggles, everything. Remember, nothing, money, everything, folks, everything doesn't belong to us. Nothing belongs to us. Nothing. In the beginning, John 1, 1 through 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. That life was the light of all mankind. God breathed spark into Adam. He breathed his DNA into Adam. He breathed his spirit into Adam. But we got to remember, everything belongs to God. And trust me, you better be ready, prepared to meet your maker, because I don't want you to be unprepared. It's in your portfolio. You don't worry about the insurance. Get assurance, okay? Assurance in your faith that you're going to be received in the heaven, in the God's kingdom. Then Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living thing. Didn't cost a thing. Receive salvation. Doesn't cost a thing. And remember, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. You can't take nothing with you. Nothing. Matthew 19:15-25. after he had placed hands on some people, and he went on from there, healing. Jesus was healing. Then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. There is only one good, one who is good. Not me. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he required. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All of these I've kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" "Rich man," Jesus answered, "if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. He had everything. He wasn't prepared for eternal life. But he wanted eternal life. He thought he'd have it here, but it's only temporary. And you only borrow everything from God. Everything. We own nothing. God owns everything. Sorry to bust your bubble. Nothing can be made without what God made first. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Praise the Lord. You could be saved. You could be saved. And just a little assurance here. We're going to say in Matthew 25:29, "For to everyone who has and values his blessings and gifts from God and has used them wisely, more will be given and he will be richly supplied so that he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, because he has ignored and was disregarding and not acknowledging the blessings, his blessings and gifts from God, even what he does have will be taken away. Plunder. Your plunder is gone. Everyone who has something will be given more, and they will have more than enough. But everything will be taken from those who don't have anything." And the point of the matter is, if you don't want to give away something, and you have a lot and you give away something, it's going to come back to you fourfold, tenfold. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. This is John 3:6-21. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. "How can this be?" Nicodemus said. Jesus said, "You are Israel's great teacher. You have much wisdom, and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It's free. It don't cost a penny. Leave everything behind. Drop what you're doing. Drop your nets and follow me, Jesus said. Said it twice. People came following him. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Adam and Eve. Zacchaeus. Jesus walked up there and Jesus stopped right at that very spot. And he's like, Zacharias, come on down out of that tree. Come on down out of that tree. I'm going to have dinner at your house tonight. But so whoever loves and lives by the truth comes into light. Adam and Eve, we had 10 commandments. I read you 5 of them to Nicodemus. We cannot hold up the 10 commandments. We fall short. We're worthy. It was never taken away. We're adequate. Okay, we're still masterpieces in God's eyes. We're still his wonderful, wonderful works. We're the prodigal son, daughter. Come back. We're in the pigsty. Come on, get out of there. I'll be better off in Egypt as slaves. No, you don't have to be a slave in the pigsty. You don't have to be a slave back in Egypt. Moses let him out. Jesus is leading us out. Take the advantage of it right now, please. I encourage you in the name of Jesus.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.